Sometimes celebrities in show business are known by one particular role they played, no matter the entirety of their life's work. That is the case for this actress, for while she was a megastar of her age, we probably know her for one particular role. It's next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Judy Garland was a nationally known talent when she was cast into the role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, released in 1939. While she appeared in many movies, it is that one appearance that in some ways makes her immortal.
Frank Sinatra said, "We will all be forgotten, but never ever Judy." And I'm sure he was referring to her role as Dorothy in Wizard of Oz.
John Kelsch shares the story from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. While The Wizard of Oz stands out yet today, Judy's entire career was quite impressive.
She made 32 feature-length films. When her main MGM movie career ended, she went on to give 1,100 live concerts and nightclub appearances.
Garland died at the age of only 47. Some local families here wanted to preserve her childhood home and create a museum that tells her story. And perhaps the biggest part of that story are those ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
There are 4 pair of continuity shoes in the world. We'll never know how many pair were made for the film. Some just disintegrated. But there are 4 known pair in the world.
One of those pairs is on permanent display at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. Another pair was on occasion displayed here at the Judy Garland Museum. In 2005, though, another chapter to the ruby slipper story unfolded.
Someone breached one of our emergency exit doors with a handheld sledgehammer. They smashed the glass on the door, and we're in and out of here in less than 60 seconds with the slippers.
Who had stolen the multi-million-dollar pair of slippers? And was there any hope of recovering them? The rest of that story next time as we travel the countryside in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.